Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're heading into Eastern Slovakia, specifically the Košice region.
That's right.
Our mission really is to get a handle on what's happening with innovation there. We've got some interesting stuff to look at, a list of who's involved, the goals from a workshop on their regional innovation strategy.
So RIS3, they call it.
Right, RIS3. And also a report analyzing the whole innovation scene based on their first policy lab workshop.
Yeah, so the idea is to pull out the key insights, you know, what's the current state of play, what challenges and maybe opportunities are people seeing on the ground?
And where are they trying to take things, strategy-wise?
Exactly. That RIS3 is kind of their roadmap for innovation, trying to build on what makes the region unique. So this deep dive is about digging into these documents for the real story.
Okay, let's start with that workshop then. It was April 16th, 2025. Sounds like it was a fairly important event. What were they trying to achieve?
Well, the documents suggest it was really set up as a key forum for discussion about Košice's RIS3. The big idea was to start updating how innovation works there, and crucially, to get the science folks, the business people, and the politicians talking more effectively.
Like building bridges between those worlds.
Precisely. You need everyone on the same page, right? Like building a house. Architects, builders, financiers, they all need to communicate. That was the vibe.
So not just a chat then. They had some specific targets.
Oh, absolutely. They wanted to really look hard at how the current strategy was working in practice. Did it need changing to meet new challenges? And how well was the whole system supporting getting tech from labs into businesses?
That university business link everyone talks about.
Yeah, exactly. And boosting collaboration there, making sure those great university ideas actually turn into products, services, you know, economic benefit.
Okay. And what specific things were they actually discussing?
It was pretty focused. Things like, how can we better support R&D projects? What's getting in the way of making RIS3 happen? And how do we remove those roadblocks?
Practical stuff.
Very practical. Also, how to get more small and medium businesses involved, the SMEs, strengthening those university business ties, like we said, and making sure public money for innovation is actually well spent.
That makes sense. And what were they hoping to walk away with at the end of it all?
Some concrete things, actually. A clear method for tracking and evaluating R&D and innovation policies. Strategies to cut down the bureaucracy around funding.
Ah, the red tape. Always a favorite.
Always. And setting up more transparent funding systems. Also, boosting cooperation on innovation investment with other regions. And creating a roadmap that fits with broader European innovation goals.
And this was linked to something called the Label for Future program. What's that about?
Yeah, Label for Future is an EU-funded thing. It's specifically designed to help businesses in less developed regions adopt more sustainable and circular models.
So less waste, more reuse.
Exactly. Think that kind of thing. This workshop was part of helping those businesses get the innovative mindset they need to compete in Europe.
Right. So it's about competitiveness and future-proofing, basically. Now, the list of who was actually there looks pretty comprehensive. Who were the main players?
It really was a wide mix. You had the Košice self-governing region, the regional government, the innovation center for the region, the Košice city municipality.
The official bodies, yep.
And then business groups like Business Košice, the regional development agency, plus the big universities, the technical university, UPJ.
UPJ, yeah.
Right. And then groups like Omsham, IT Valley Košice, the Slovak Academy of Sciences, the Chamber of Commerce, a real cross-section.
It seems like they covered most bases. And big companies, too.
Absolutely. Names like U.S. Steel Košice, T-Sigums, Volvo, the Slovak Business Agency, Antique Telecom, Global Logic, Ness, DEG Bayer Research, IBM. Quite a few heavy hitters showed up.
That level of engagement says something, doesn't it?
It really does. Shows there's real interest in shaping where the region goes with innovation.
And it wasn't just Košice city-based organizations, right? I saw a couple from further afield in the region.
That's a good catch. Yeah. Essity Slovakia from Rošava. Ono Medical from Michalovce. It shows the focus isn't just on the city itself, but the wider region.
Spreading the potential benefits, hopefully.
That seems to be the idea. And the fact they listed contact details for many suggests it's an active, ongoing conversation, not just a one-off meeting.
Okay, so they got all these people together, and they did this diagnostic analysis thing during that first policy lab. What were the big takeaways from that?
The main finding really was that the innovation environment there is pretty fragmented. That's the word they used.
Fragmented how?
Well, not enough coordination between the different players. Infrastructure is limited, especially once you get outside Košice city itself. And just generally, not enough sustainable collaboration happening.
So talented players, maybe, but not playing well as a team.
That's a good analogy, yeah. That's the picture it paints. It's a fundamental challenge.
Were there any sort of positive threads they pulled out? Areas with potential?
Yes, definitely. The analysis did flag some common themes that could, you know, connect policies across different areas. Things like the need for quality education, decent infrastructure, good communication, both internal and external, and effective management.
The building blocks, basically.
Exactly. If they can strengthen those, it could really help things take off.
And they mentioned 5 thematic groups came out of the feedback. What were those about?
So these 5 groups became the focus for their strategic planning going forward. The report doesn't spell out the exact names at this stage, but they're the core areas they'll be working on. And importantly, they came up with 4 key questions for a second policy lab.
All right.
And they specifically wanted outside experts involved in that one to get fresh eyes and avoid, as they put it, local thinking limitations.
In an outside perspective, challenge assumptions. Makes sense.
Definitely. Shake things up a bit, maybe.
The report also talks about this entrepreneurial discovery process. How does that fit in?
Ah, right. That's a key tool they're using. It's basically a bottom-up way of figuring out the best areas for the region to specialize in.
Bottom-up meaning?
Meaning getting input from everyone involved, businesses, researchers, government, the community. It's about discovering the region's unique strengths and opportunities through that broad participation rather than just deciding top-down.
Got it. And how does Košice and Eastern Slovakia generally stack up against the rest of Europe on innovation?
Well, unfortunately, the report suggests Slovakia, including the EUST, is lagging behind the European average in some key ways.
Like what?
Things like how much universities and businesses actually work together, how good they are at turning research into actual products or services, that commercialization bit, and just overall patent activity.
Any other areas?
Yeah. Eastern Slovakia specifically also shows lower involvement in international research programs. They struggle with brain drain, talented people leaving, and access to services and infrastructure isn't even across the region.
And AmCham Slovakia, the American Chamber of Commerce, they had some specific points, too.
They did. They really highlighted the need to align higher education better with what the job market actually needs. You know, are graduates getting the right skills?
With skills gap issue.
Exactly. They also pointed to barriers holding back SMEs, small and medium businesses, and a lack of systematic data collection, which makes smart policymaking much harder.
Okay, let's dive into those 5 thematic areas they identified. First up, people and skills. What came out there?
This was really interesting. It seems the main reason young people stay in the Košice region isn't always because of great career paths.
Oh, what is it then?
Often it's more about family ties, a connection to the place. So the participants felt strongly that to keep talent and help them build careers there, you need real systemic support.
Meaning
quality education, good job opportunities, and actively promoting a positive image of the region. The workshop data backed this up high agreement that family ties keep people there, but lower scores on whether they felt motivated to build a career locally.
And the education system itself. Any specific problems flagged?
Quite a few, yeah. It seems positive changes often depend on individual schools or teachers taking the initiative.
Rather than system-wide support.
Exactly. Which suggests a lack of top-level policy driving things consistently. 2 big issues mentioned were an aging workforce of STEM teachers, science, tech, engineering, maths, and curricula, not always matching practical needs.
So companies are stepping in.
Yeah. Interestingly, private companies are trying to fill some gaps with their own training. And there was strong agreement that a one-size-fits-all approach just doesn't cut it for secondary and higher education.
What about lifelong learning? Was that mentioned?
It was. And despite how important it is now, there's apparently a real lack of systematic support for it in the region. Slovakia generally lags behind here, actually.
So more focus needed there.
Definitely. Plus, a need for open dialogue and like strategic marketing to show the opportunities that do exist and build that local pride. The data again showed high agreement on needing positive dialogue, but low agreement on support for lifelong learning or how prepared STEM teachers are.
Okay, let's shift to institutions and public administration. What were the key issues there?
The big one here was a gap between having strategic plans on paper and actually getting them done.
the implementation gap.
Right. People felt it was mainly down to poor coordination between different government levels and maybe a lack of strong leadership pushing things through.
Yeah, and the result.
Fragmented efforts, wasted resources, and maybe even eroding trust between the different groups. The workshop data really echoed this. High agreement that there are lots of strategy documents, but weak implementation.
But they did see a role for civil society.
Yes, high agreement on the important role civil society could play. But conversely, strong disagreement on how well national and regional levels coordinate, or how much universities, local government, and businesses really collaborate systematically.
Different agendas, maybe?
That came through too, high agreement that the different players in the innovation system often have differing goals.
So why do you think those plans aren't translating into action? Any clues in the report?
Well, there's a suggestion that sometimes these strategies get created mainly to tick boxes for EU funding without maybe being deeply rooted in local needs or having a clear shared vision everyone buys into. Plus, decision making and funding being very centralized limits the region's power to do its own thing.
So it constrains their options.
It seems so, but it wasn't all negative. People did recognize the growing importance of social innovation, grassroots entrepreneurship, that kind of bottom-up energy.
Okay, next theme, entrepreneurship and infrastructure.
Yeah.
What stood out?
Infrastructure quality was a major point. Especially outside Kushi City, it's seen as, well, insufficient.
And that creates problems.
Yeah, it leads to disparities in quality of life across the region. Rail transport was specifically called out as a big hurdle for moving people and goods.
So what's the proposed solution?
There's a feeling the region needs to be bolder in using its own public money, not just wait for cues from the national level. But again, that centralized control limits their strategic options.
Does innovation have to be just in the city?
Well, people acknowledged it tends to cluster in urban areas, but they stress the importance of making sure the benefits spread out to the peripheral areas too.
Like what kind of limitations?
Well, take the Ukrainian students in the region, seen as a potential plus, but universities apparently lack the mechanisms to really integrate them. Well, high dropout rates between degrees were mentioned.
A missed opportunity.
Potentially. Another big challenge is universities struggling to offer attractive, stable jobs for academics and industry people they want to hire. Talk of precarious work, lack of long-term contracts.
Not great for attracting or keeping top talent.
Exactly. And then SMEs, the smaller businesses, often feel isolated, distrustful of public institutions, communication channels, collaboration platforms. They seem to be missing or ineffective.
What about that supercomputer project? That sounds positive.
It was seen positively, yes. But with a caveat, its usefulness depends entirely on whether the region can actually build the capacity and skills to use it.
Makes sense. Big tool needs skilled users.
Right. There was a neat suggestion to create sandboxes experimental spaces to test AI applications in a regional context.
How did the data look here?
High agreement on the potential of Ukrainian students and on the supercomputer's benefit being conditional. But lower agreement on the quality of links between business, academia, and government, on how successful research commercialization is, on efforts to attract foreign experts, and on whether innovation initiatives really align with business needs.
And trust between SMEs and institutions.
Characterized as limited, according to the data. So potential exists, but the connections and trust aren't quite there yet.
Right. So lots of potential, but it's not quite gelling. The report wraps up by talking about semantic links. Sounds complicated. What's that about?
It's basically about looking for patterns in how people answer the different questions. If lots of people who agreed with statement A also agreed with statement B, it suggests those ideas are linked in their minds.
Okay, uncovering the underlying connections.
Exactly. It helps reveal shared ways of thinking. A key finding was that having a positive vision for the region seemed to connect ideas about education, business, and policy coordination.
So a shared vision is important glue.
It seems so. Also, infrastructure quality and institutional coordination popped up as really central themes, suggesting that tackling those could have wide-ranging positive effects, like hitting key pressure points.
And they grouped these links into clusters.
Yeah, five clusters emerged. Visibility and identity, connections and cooperation, business environment and infrastructure, education and skills, and innovation and digitalization. Infrastructure and coordination were like major hubs in this network.
And knowing which themes are central helps focus efforts.
That's the idea. They also looked at which statements acted like bridges between themes, potential starting points for actions that could ripple through the whole system.
So pulling it all together, What are the really stubborn problems and where should they be focusing future efforts?
Well, the analysis keeps coming back to that fragmentation. Mm-hmm. Different actors not coordinating well, unclear roles and responsibilities. It stops things clicking together effectively.
And that affects participation.
Yeah, there are limits on how well people can really participate in shaping things, partly because decisions are often centralized, partly lack of trust, unclear roles. You need long-term, people-focused structures for that entrepreneurial discovery thing to really work well.
And you mentioned a paradox.
Right. There's this positive story people want to tell about the region's potential, the symbolic capital, but it doesn't always line up with the reality on the ground. The infrastructure, business services, education issues.
So the image needs backing up with substance.
Precisely. So looking ahead, especially for that second policy lab with the external experts, the focus needs to be on sorting out coordination and responsibilities, actually connecting that positive image to real improvements, building capacity for participation, and tackling how innovation policy addresses those peripheral areas, both within Kushii and its links to the EU.
Okay, so summing up, it looks like Kushii is committed people, real innovation potential, but some big hurdles, coordination, infrastructure, aligning education and business needs. Mm-hmm. Those seem key. But this whole strategic planning process, this RIS3 update, sounds like a crucial step towards tackling those challenges through better collaboration and smarter policies.
It absolutely is. And it really leaves you, the listener, with something to chew on, doesn't it? How vital is it when trying to build an innovation ecosystem to bridge that gap between the aspirational vision and the nuts and bolts reality on the ground?
Yeah. How do you make the vision real?
And even with infrastructure limits, how can a region really tap into its people, its human capital to drive development? And maybe most fundamentally, what role does that sense of a unified regional identity play in overcoming all that fragmentation and nurturing something truly robust and innovative?